Philip Saint-Papier, I think he's judging here. Today's date is 01-26-2023. Dictation is for Miss Tammy Ellis. Ellis spells E-L-L-I-S. Tammy spells T-A-M-M-Y. Date of birth is 11-12-1959. This is a 63-year-old female here for routine physical period. Patient stated that she has a history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, diabetes, insomnia, muscle spasm, and has been on multiple medication but has not had a full physical exam because of prior funding issue period. She also indicated that she would like to have a refill of all of her medication today, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, all systems were reviewed or were negative, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure 184 over 96, pulse 118, respiration, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no tenderness of palpation, no visible peristalsis, no pulsating mass, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is physical examination. Patient with next paragraph, history of hypertension, diabetes, anxiety, muscle spasm, insomnia. Our medication will be refilled as follows. Amlodipine 5 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, trazodone 50 milligrams 1 PO. QHS 90 days. Number 90, next medication, baclofen 1 PO BID for 90 days. Number 180, next medication, amlodipine. Correction. Clonazepam 0.5 milligram 1 PO QHS for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, Humulin N 100 units. 10 units SC daily for 90 days. Next medication, insulin syringes, number 200. Next medication, metformin, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, lisinopril / 8-CTZ, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, metoprolol, extended release, 50 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, glimepiride, 4 milligrams, 1 PO BID, 90 days, number 180. Next medication, gemfibrozole, 600 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done, ultrasound of her abdomen, peripheral vascular systems, of her neck, thyroid. Ultrasound revealed some deposits in her carotid arteries, approximately 50%. Also, ultrasound revealed a thyroid nodule. Patient was made aware of these findings. We will go ahead and start her on cholesterol medication, namely gemfibrozole. She will be having labs drawn today. She was advised that her thyroid will be checked via blood today, and if her functions are abnormal, she will be referred for a 4D evaluation of a thyroid nodule. An EKG was done today. EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm. rate is approximately 89. T-wave is present. QRS is narrow. Next paragraph. Lab drawn today, CMP, lipid profile, CBC, hemoglobin A1C, T4, T3, TSH, vitamin D. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.